Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And it's time for us to turn things over to Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Well, it is last chance, Texaco, for you to support the opening market report. Your gift of $40 right now at 217-244-9455. We'll keep programs like this one on the air serving your needs. It was great to hear that we met our agricultural challenge with the Ehlers, a challenge that we've been putting on all week. They'll give us an additional $400 for reaching that 50-caller total in support of agricultural programming. But ag folks, it's not time to take the foot off the gas pedal because we have some important bigger goals to keep our mind on, including today's overall goal of $65,000. And Ed Kieser's out in Pledge Central. And Ed, I don't know with all the flurry that's been going on regarding challenges, whether or not you have a handle on where we are on the daily totals.
Well, on the daily total, I can tell you we've heard from 61 people so far today, which is just fantastic. We'd like to get to at least 65 by 10 o'clock. And we just got a flurry of agricultural calls in. We want to thank James O'Brien of Leroy, David Hughes of Palestine, also John Schoolman of Sheldon, and Wayne and Adriana Smith of Champaign.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to them and everybody that's called in this morning. We do have one challenge going. We have a challenge for new members. Michael Lambert of Muhammad is adding $10 to the first 10 new callers since 8:50 this morning. We've got 9 already. So the next new friend to join WILL will be matched with 10 extra dollars from Michael Lambert of Muhammad.
Let's make that an egg challenger there, Ed. That's 217-244-9455. If you've never tried to support this agricultural programming before, now would be a great time to add to the value of your pledge. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. 217-244-9455, or you can go to our secure web server online at WILLpledge.org. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade, the Kansas City Exchange, as well as the Merck. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 429, down 4.75 on the open. July at 425, down 4.25. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 360.5, down 2.75 on the open. May, 371.5, down 3.25. July, 380.25, down 3.75. September, 390, down 4.25. December, 401, down 3.5 on the open. March corn opened at 222.25, down 3.25 on the open. May, 233.5, down 2.75. July, 241.25, down 3.5. September, 248.25, down 2.5. December, 257.25, down 3.5 on the open. March beans open at 584, down 3.75 on the open. May, 597, down 4.75. July, 605.5, down 3.75. November, 618, down 7 on the open. March soybean meal open at 180.90, down 70 on the open. May, 183.20, down 50. March soybean oil open at 22.47, down 18 on the open. May, 22.85, down 23. Over on the Merck, March feeder cattle open at 109.10, up 25 on the open. April at 110.10, up 27.5. May, 110.50, up 7.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.80, up 55 on the open. April, 90.75, up 55. February lean hogs open at 57.92.5, up 30 on the open. April, 62.75, up 52.5. May, 67.40, unchanged. June, 69.70, up 22.5 on the open. And February bellies open at 77.95, up 10 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bezdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's go ahead and bring Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, into our discussion this morning. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
When you go around the countryside holding your outlooks for your businesses, what kind of reaction do you get from people who may have had some knowledge of AM 580?
Well, we get an absolutely positive reaction, and I think the thing that we've tapped into when we've been out, especially this past winter, is that they're realizing there's fewer and fewer sources of information that you can get, and really good information. I can't tell you how many times I hear from either someone that's looked in newspapers or talked to other radio or listened to other radio stations where they actually get prices wrong and they get information that's literally not accurate, and clients will call up and say, oh, I heard this on the radio, why are beans down? And we'll say, well, they're not down, they're up. And that's happened on more than one occasion in the last couple of years, Dave. So that's really what we're talking about here when it comes to your fund drive, is that it's not just that you provide information, that you work very diligently to provide accurate information so that it is a reliable source for producers to make decisions. And I think we underestimate that and don't think about that very often.
217-244-9455, the number to call with your pledge of $40 right now to support agricultural programming. That's 217-BIG-WILL. Let's go ahead and look at these markets, Mike. And as we do that, we see kind of a softer tone this morning off the opening. What's going on?
Well, the outside markets are, again, the focus today. You know, we think that the wheat weather in the plains is the focus again today, and that seems to be where we stacked up yesterday after the USDA report as well. These are the main focuses the market wants to look at as a whole because it's the focus of the funds right now. And you know, kind of maybe, in our view, I guess, Dave, probably working away from looking at the detailed numbers and looking at the fundamentals of the supply and demand for each commodity right now, and working more of a big-picture mindset of inflation and gold and energies and what's the dollar doing and what are these funds doing, because the general mindset has been and continues to be from the people we talk to in Chicago and the rhetoric we get up there is that as long as the wheat goes higher, the market will be in a mindset to continue to buy corn on the dips especially, and the beans will be a lagging follower, but, you know, participate in the rally nonetheless, and that's indeed what we think has been the case this last 2 or 3 weeks. And so we've got an issue today where we had this weaker opening, and is it going to be a buy-the-dip type day in mentality again? We're going to watch the moving averages real closely because the 10-day moving average and all the new crop futures are really getting into a heavy a time period and heavy technical time period as well. The support in Dease corn of 256 3/4, that's its current 10-day moving average. We're, you know, dabbling in that area right now on today's low. The beans 10-day moving average for November, 622, that's a resistance level. We're dabbling in that area as well today with the high of 19.5. And the wheat July 10-day moving average, 372 3/4, that's support and a little bit below the market, about 6 cents below today's low, but, you know, close enough nonetheless, we need to be watching it.
Let's focus in for a moment on soybeans, particularly new crop sales of soybeans, and ask you, given what we saw from USDA yesterday with a 555 million bushel carryover and the potential for it to be larger if export sales continue to lag, the South American crop in good condition. It's August down there right now. It looks like they're getting close to putting that crop away. All of that, do you think that we're in a window where producers need to really think hard about doing something now?
We do, and we're real excited to come over for commodity this week so we can maybe talk a little bit more in depth about this. But, Dave, when we do our research, and obviously we don't run a fund. We know some people, third party, that run funds. But, you know, they're not going to talk about a lot because, A, they legally can't because they're working with clients. And B, they're probably not going to want to tell a lot of proprietary information. So a lot of what we talk about here on the radio is theoretical in nature. It's backed up with a lot of past performance data. But whether you're looking at the fund-driven market of today or the fundamentally driven market of the 1970s and 1980s, I think you've hit with this report a wall, and that is no matter who is driving the bus, whether it's the funds or the microeconomic fundamentals of the market, you cannot, in our view, put a low-end price action in the futures market if demand goes down. In the last 2 months, the USDA has taken out 110 million bushels of demand, and that's 75%, responsible for 75% of the bushel increase in ending stocks taking us from 405 million bushels 60 days ago to 555 million bushels and put us at a record. So if we're doing our job right, in our opinion anyway, and we're supposed to be risk managers and we're looking at $6 cash beans and literally a record U.S. harvest and a record U.S. ending stocks with South American harvest right down the pike, like you mentioned, we've got to do something in our view. So we're going ahead and moving towards 100% insured bushels sold at this point through a variety of tools and vehicles and making sure that we understand where our crop insurance levels are and what type we have so that we don't have to. We work very diligently, I should say, to not have to cut checks back to elevators in case we do sell, oversell bushels we can't deliver upon and at higher price levels. But we feel like it's, and we hate to rain on people's parades, and I think that's what we did yesterday when we talked to a lot of producers on the phone, is we said, okay, it's closing time, last round, it's time to hedge. You know, the party's over for us. We're not going to let this market try and run up any higher, because it goes back to risk management, where if the market does go higher, we can have some tools in place to help us.
Stay right there, and we'll talk about corn in just a minute, Mike. I want to go back out to Pledge Central and Ed Kuser.
Yes.
And see what kind of progress we've been making. Did we get another phone call from a new agricultural listener?
Yes, we did. We want to thank Frank Millard of Canton, Illinois, and because he was the 10th new friend since 8:50 this morning, the challenge is met there, where an extra $10 is added to the pledge total. So his pledge has $10 added, and we've made all the challenges this morning, which is just fantastic. We've heard from about 68 people this morning since 6 o'clock, so that's great. And the ag community's coming through, which is great as well, because, Dave, your service is the best, and it's the only one out there of its kind.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We accept MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover Card. And Jay Pierce, even though we've met those challenges this morning, we still have to keep in mind the bigger goal.
Yep.
And for today, it's $65,000.
Yeah, we got to get to 65. We're about 20,000 away, probably less than 20,000 away from that. But, you know, we're going to do that. And we do it a pledge at a time. I'm sure we're significantly less than 20,000 away. We probably will get an audit here in a few minutes. But, you know, I just want to toss something in here. You know, the service that Dave, Ed said it right there. You and Ed, I'm the new kid on the block compared to you guys. And Dan Simeone, the service, the length of service, the quality of service that has been sustained and endured. And when we talk about agriculture programming, you know, endurance, 80 years and going strong on WILL radio. Others get in and out of the game. It's whatever's fashionable, the format of the day. You know, what is it fashionable to do now? This radio station's been doing what it does for years and years and years and years, and it's been doing it because of listener support for the last 30 or more years. WILL has been opening up the lines, and the listener support throughout these last three decades is what's made the difference, what's made the radio station able to be so responsive to the needs of the region. When you call 244-9455, make a $100 investment in this agricultural service. Consider that your subscription. You subscribe to other newsletters and services. Maybe you even pay Mike Zuzulo to help you out, you know, with some of his expertise. But, you know, what I'm saying is, this is a service that, although when you turn the radio on, it's free. When you go on the internet, you'll find our ag email newsletter and you'll find our ag website. The point of it is, it's a voluntary subscription. If you think it's worth it, if you get some value out of it, you know, come on, do the right thing. Help us to make it even better for you at 244-9455.
Mike, let's go ahead and look at the corn. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about December corn, because historically, you know, it's often said that there will be an opportunity most years to get to $2.70. But given the fundamentals, the pile of corn we have out there, the amount that's in producers' hands, even though the last 4 weeks have been tremendous for exports, don't get me wrong on that, do you think that 270 is a tougher nut to crack this year?
Well, it's not without the wheat's help. You know, that's one thing the report really did for us, was shore up some of the world wheat numbers. We came in lower yesterday, and we're down about 8 million tons, I think, versus 2003, 2004, or almost 9 million tons on the world numbers, Dave. And that was that 2003, 2004 year was a low number, and you have to go all the way back to the mid to late 80s to get that low on world wheat ending stock. So, you know, unfortunately, we've got some of that factored in the wheat, but the good side is that, you know, good for us in the corn market, bad for our poor farmer neighbors in Kansas and Texas that are dry, very dry, and then the clients we work with down there are really suffering right now, and we sure hope them the best. But what's good for the corn market goes back to if it stays dry in the Kansas City wheat pits and the funds continue to buy Kansas City wheat, we probably do have a shot at that price level in the December corn. And we're trying to tie the new crop corn back to the new crop beans, Dave, at this stage, because we understand that a lot of producers are reluctant in this fund-driven community and this fund-driven mindset that we have gone right now to really put into the no bean sales and the new crop hedges that big of a percentage. But what we're trying to convey to them is that if beans can go higher after we hedge these markets, and November especially with the spread widening out to 14 cents yesterday, you know, the July NOVE spread widening out, then if beans can go up during this next 60-day time period, we think the December corn price can too. Because if one thing the report came through loud and clear to us yesterday on the corn number and the bean number is that we need more corn acres and less bean acres, and we think the trade is probably going to start to convey that one way or another. And so if beans go higher after we hedge it, we think we will be able to get that 270. And we would even say and suggest that we'd be looking at 280 to 285 as a place to finish up sales, depending on if wheat really wants to take it to the next level higher.
Talk to you again this afternoon, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. And one more thing. I have to say what Jay, I have to agree with him wholeheartedly. That ag email you do, I'm amazed at the amount of time you put into that, given what you do already in terms of calling people and talking to people and finding the news out there. But it is not easy to put all the information together in one weekly email and send it out to someone in such a nice format, and you really need to be commended for that. And folks that don't subscribe to you really need to take a look at that, because I think they put money into the Will Radio program just by getting a weekly email.
Thank you very much for the kind words. 217-244-9455. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.